Hello, this is Will from Georgia Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey. Do you have a minute?
Okay.
Thank you. First of all, so we know that we're speaking to people of all ages, can I ask the year of your birth? Not your full birthday, only the year.
80.
80, thank you. Question. What is your race? Do you identify as white, black, African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
Thank you. Next question. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democratic.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I'd say not a strong Democrat.
Okay, thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Technical education.
Okay. Next are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which Georgia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which Georgia is headed?
Unsatisfied.
That would be very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president and Brian Kemp is doing his job as governor? And will you say you strongly or somewhat approve or disapprove?
Of the president, I approve. Of the governor of Georgia, I disapprove.
That will be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Oh, I'm sorry for that. Strongly approve of Biden.
Okay.
Somewhat disapprove of our governor of Georgia.
Okay, thank you very much. How favorable or unfavorable are your opinions, of each of the following? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, which means you feel neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number between 0 and 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know these people or you ain't never heard of this group, you may tell me as well. Kamala Harris.
10.
10. Thank you. Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
10.
Brian Kemp?
1.
Ron DeSantis?
1.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress?
1.
Thank you. Tim Scott?
I don't know. I haven't heard of him.
Okay, thank you. Next. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power that you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I'll say, go ahead.
No, 0 to 10. You
oh, how I think my voting has much power? I'll
exactly.
Say it's medium, because my vote do count, so.
Oh, you'll say it's like a 5, 6, 4?
I'll say a 6.
6, thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter the most to their community? Please rate the amount of power that you feel your community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means the black community has a lot of power.
I'll say a 7 on that one.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay. 7, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. Would you describe black political power since 2020? Will you say it's much more powerful, somewhat more powerful? There's no difference. It's somewhat less powerful, or it's much less powerful?
So much more powerful.
Much more powerful. Thank you. We know it's still a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means that you will definitely not vote. 5 means that the chances are 50-50 that you will vote. And 10 means that you will definitely vote.
10.
10. Thank you. Will you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
I do care.
Will that be a little bit, a great deal, or not that much?
Oh, 10.
A great deal?
Yes, a great deal. Is we still doing a 10 to 1 scale, or
no,
just...
No, now the options were a great deal, not that much, a little bit, or not at all. But thank you. You already answered. I apologize
okay.
if I didn't explain that to you. My bad.
Okay.
In the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices, if the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate? Will you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. Now, for something a little different, has your life gotten better, worse, stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
Better.
Better? Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each one of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means it definitely should not be on the list of Democrats' top priority to improve your community. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Student loan debt.
Let's say a 5.
5, okay. Reducing racism and discrimination.
A 10.
Thank you. Climate change.
Let's say 8.
Okay. Health care.
A 10.
Abortion access.
I don't know about that one. That one's kind of tricky. I'll say a 5.
5, okay. What about jobs and wages?
That's definitely a 10.
Thank you very much. I'm going to read to you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each one of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the issue definitely being one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and a 0 means that the issue has definitely not been on the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Student loan debt.
That's okay. What would be the, that'd be 10 for good or 1 for bad, you said?
Zero means, okay, let me explain to you once again, and I do apologize for not being more clear. What it says is 0 means it definitely has not been one of the Democrats' top priorities, and 10 means it's been one of the Democrats' top priorities.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one is student loan debt.
Well, that's been on their agenda, so I say that's a 9.
9, okay. What about reducing racism and discrimination?
A 10.
Okay. What about climate change?
That's a 9.
What about health care?
That's a 9. That's a 8.
Okay. What about abortion access?
That's like a 1.
Okay. What about jobs and wages?
That's a 9.
Thank you very much. I'm going to read to you a list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. So your options are a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. The Department of Justice just recently charged the five Memphis officers responsible for killing Tyre Nichols with federal civil violations.
Great deal.
Great deal. The American Rescue Plan committed over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving the diversity in apprentice programs and expanding access to the workforce for underserved populations.
A great deal.
Thank you. In a proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same.
That'd be somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay. That would be a fair amount.
A fair amount, man.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, we almost done. I'm going to read to you some reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden/Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and a 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in November 2024. You may select any number from 0 to 10. Black Georgians helped elect President Biden in 2020. Since then, he's accomplished a lot that will help our communities. He's passed policies that supported us during the pandemic that will expand our internet access and that lowers the cost of critical prescription drugs. In 2024, we can vote again for the president and get even greater investments for ourselves, our families, and our communities. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward or will we go backwards? Will we fight for the future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health? Or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is Georgia. This is our time. It's 2024. It's up to us to decide our future. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you very much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on the issues that matter to you the most? 0 to 10.
10.
Okay, thank you. We know it's still a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in November 5th, 2024, general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you very much. Will you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
A great deal.
Thank you. If the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, third-party candidate? Will you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? Secretary of State, do you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. What about New Georgia
Project?
You're talking
about in Georgia. You're talking about in the state of Georgia.
Exactly. Georgia.
Right. Not at all.
What about New Georgia Project?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about local board of election?
Strongly support.
A great deal? A great deal?
Yes,
a fair amount?
A fair amount.
Okay. What about fair count?
I haven't heard of that.
Never heard of them? That's an answer as well. What about pro-Georgia?
That's abortion, right? Abortion,
okay.
Right?
Do you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, what about Black Voters Matter?
Care about, agree.
A great deal?
Great deal.
Okay. What about People's Agenda?
I don't know. I haven't heard of that one.
Okay. What about Fair Fight?
That's what, I haven't heard of that one either.
Okay,
Fair Fight.
Good. That's also an answer, no problem. These next few questions are for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I say progressive.
That will be very somewhat.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself, number one, heterosexual or straight? Two, lesbian or gay? Three, bisexual? Or four, something else?
Straight.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Are you full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student?
Full-time.
Thank you. Last year, that's 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
60 or more.
60 or more? Okay. Thank you. Finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is we would like to, your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, and or simply remind you of your upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert, we'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert, yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. So that will be the end of our survey. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate every single one of your opinions.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.